We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? We have some news from the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts and wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr. agree on a contract extension. The deal is for 3 years, $71.5 million, with $46 million of that guaranteed. And so a hair under $24 million per year for the next three seasons for Pittman, and the Indianapolis Colts able to lock in their star wide receiver for the next three seasons. What is going on, everybody? Welcome in to Bring the Juice. And so, guys, I mean, instant reaction to this great, huge win, massive win for the Indianapolis Colts and Chris Ballard, able to get Pittman locked in before next offseason. Again, remember, Michael Pittman had the tag placed on him originally, right at the tag deadline. Michael Pittman Jr. and the Colts tagged him. They couldn't quite come to an agreement at that time. Ian Rappaport had said the Colts and Pittman were really, you know, close to a long-term deal, but couldn't officially figure that out before the deadline. And so we all kind of wondered, were the Colts going to let it play out a little bit more? You know, were they going to try to sign him later on in the summer? Or the Indianapolis Colts is going to try to get a deal done, you know, sooner. And so obviously they decided to get this done. And so some instant reaction to this news. I mean, obviously Pittman, so critical to what you do offensively. I mean, we saw how valuable Michael Pittman Jr. was a year ago and, you know, how critical he is to the development of Anthony Richardson. Now, he clearly was the favorite target of both Richardson and Gardner Minshew last year. I mean, the only dude really that the offense flowed through, and you really saw when he had to miss that Atlanta game with that concussion, how critical he was and how badly he was missed. And so Pittman's so valuable to what the Indianapolis Colts do. And you thought, you know, if you played this out and potentially had, you know, something next season with the cap rising, could that be something where Pittman even wanted more money, you know, and then you're stuck paying him $26, $27 million or something, you know, a little bit more out of your price range. So good on Chris Ballard and the Colts to get this done before, you know, it got to next offseason or potentially, you know, got even worse. I mean, we saw the stuff with T. Higgins, you know, got franchise tagged and now it's requesting to trade out of Cincinnati. And so good on the Colts to honor Michael Pittman Jr. in that way and to get him. And obviously so critical to what Indianapolis does with their offense. And that's right in the timeline of Anthony Richardson. You know, for the next 3 years, Pittman's going to be that number one guy for Anthony Richardson, a big target for him, and definitely is going to help in his development. And so we've talked all the time, you know, about supporting Richardson and kind of getting him, you know, as much, you know, help as you can offensively. And so Pittman surely is going to be a big part of that in terms of helping get Richardson to where you hope he can be in his development. And so definitely great news from Indianapolis. You know, they got an extension done with Zaire Franklin, and now they get Michael Pittman Jr. to two of their most critical pieces on their teams, you know, two guys, you know, in their mid-20s. And so great to see Indianapolis locking down two of their, basically their pillars on offense and defense. And so awesome to see from Pittman to get a long-term extension done and to be in Indianapolis for at least the next 3 years. Great for Anthony Richardson. Great for the Colts for the value because, like I said, like you're probably going to have to pay him more if you wait out this deal and you don't get it done here, you know, before the July deadline. And so good on the Colts to do that and good on Pittman to, you know, want to be in that in Indianapolis for a long time. And definitely Anthony Richardson pretty happy. I can tell you that. Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen, and all these guys have to be just overjoyed to have their number one wide receiver back.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Here in 2024 and moving forward. And so Indianapolis and Pittman agree on a deal to keep him around. So not a crazy contract from what we thought. You know, we thought somewhere in the range of 22 to 25 million was roughly where Indianapolis was kind of sitting. And I know Pittman and them, they probably came to some sort of compromise. So Pittman is probably wanting something north of 25-ish million. Indianapolis probably more 23. And so they kind of come to a compromise here just a hair under 24. And so that makes a lot of sense from that front and a win-win for all sides here. So guys, let me know what your thoughts are here on Michael Pittman Jr. getting extended with the Indianapolis Colts, going to be here an Indianapolis Colt for the next 3 seasons. So let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. I will be interested to see kind of how this contract looks, you know, in terms of is it more front-loaded? Is it more evenly spread out for the 3 years? Or is it more back-loaded, giving Chris Ballard and the Colts more flexibility this offseason? It'll be very interesting to see that. I'm very curious on some of those details as they do come out when I am recording this. And so we will see. Pittman has officially, you know, made a post on Instagram, the caption, home. So you love to see that. Love to see Michael Pittman one to be here. And you love to see the Indianapolis Colts rewarding one of their own. Very well deserved for Michael Pittman Jr. Very excited to have him on the roster. So guys, again, let me know your thoughts here on Michael Pittman Jr. re-signing with the Indianapolis Colts, and now they have one of their free agents taken care of for the foreseeable future. We'll see on some of these other guys like Kenny Moore, Grover Stewart, Julian Blackman, guys like Zach Moss, who I know there's still some interest potentially in returning to Indianapolis, and some other of these lower-tier free agents as well. So definitely keep it here, guys, for all the news. We're going to try to break it as soon as we can here. So guys, be sure to hit like, subscribe, turn on the notification bell so that you know when we drop content just like this. But guys, that'll do it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.